The Burt Show.
All right, Robin is like, hey, don't stop that thing. I got drama going on in my office. Don't stop now. So we were looking for those that have gossip going on in the office, and we want to follow your storyline for the next day, week, month, whatever it is. Robin, what is it you have?
So I work for a pretty small business. I won't say where. I'm only one of 10 employees, and recently my boss let go of her longest and most loyal employee because she was convinced something was going on with that employee and her husband, the boss's husband. And I'm not sure what specific rumors she heard, but they are only partially true. Her husband isn't having a relationship with the woman that was let go. He's actually having a relationship with not one, but two others in the office.
What is going on?
There is a common theme going on that managers now are really taking advantage of the situation. Not just one. Yeah. Anybody can do that. Can have an affair with one employee. Let's go with three or two. Yeah. So tell us about it.
So neither one of them seems to care that he's seeing them both. And they also have no idea that the rest of us know. Mm. And one of my other coworkers overheard both of these women talking about taking turns with him.
Oh my God. Nasty.
Yeah. That is different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they're talking about taking turns with the boss who's out of town, which happens quite frequently. And I don't know. I don't know if they both really like him or if they just both like the money and the gifts. And I don't know if that's some fancy nights out that they get from him, but I assume this is why they don't care about the other.
So they both know about each other, and they've sort of made an agreement, like, you can have this dude on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I get him on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
It seems like it, yes. I've got partial custody.
He's got some stamina.
Man.
He's keeping busy.
He is. Boy, he's a busy man. That schedule is insane.
Seriously, a wife and two side chicks at the office?
Wow.
That's a lot of extracurricular activity, man.
Yeah.
When does he work?
And he's a manager.
Right.
That's right. He's delegated. He's got everybody else doing the job for him.
All right, Robin. Same with you. We will put you on hold, and we will check back with you and follow your office gossip storyline, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Hold on one sec for us. All right, Kristen, you got very excited about your party coming up again.
Save the day, because the Pinot period party is back. Because, baby, now we got
bad blood. Seriously.
So take a look what you've done. Because, baby, now we got bad blood.
All right, on your calendar, mark it. Sunday, May 19th, I'm giving you plenty of notice, at Chateau Alon Winery, exactly where we had it last year, we are doing the Pinot Period Party. I don't know if you know this, but next month, the month of May, is Period Poverty Awareness Month, okay? 1 in 4 women and menstruators reported not being able to afford period products. 1 in 5 low-income women and menstruators have missed school, work, or similar activities due to a lack of access to period products. We want to change that.
That's crazy to me in this country, man. It sounds like you're talking about a third world country.
I know, but it's true, and these are the stats for the U.S. So Helping Mamas is a local nonprofit. They're actually the baby bank supply of Georgia, but they also collect period products. And this is a drive we did last year. We collected 30,000 period products last year. I would love to exceed that number again this year. DJ Willie T is going to be there with his special period mix. You already got a little taste of it.
No.
It was so good last year.
Pretty much Taylor Swift's whole Red album covers everything.
We're going to have light bites and wine for purchase. I always take your suggestions. I had a Burt Show listener hit me last year. She's a non-drinker, and she's like, I don't feel like I would like to come, but I don't drink. We have a special non-alcoholic beverage that we're going to be offering this year. So if you don't partake in alcohol, by all means, you can still come and put these period kits together. We also have some huge prizes to give away, like a weekend stay at Chateau Alon Winery. So Sunday, May 19th, from 2 to 4, we're going to be at Chateau Alon Winery collecting period products. So this event is completely free. Admission is free. All we're asking is for you to donate and bring, like, either tampons, pads, or panty liners. I'm so excited. Abby and Cassie are going to be there, like last year. And it was such a fun event. And it had great energy, right?
Oh, yeah. So it starts off like, and we all get there and we're working hard, like, and it's such a collaborative atmosphere too, making these period packets. And then the wine hits in. And my favorite part of the event was, besides helping other women, rolling down the vineyard hill in a dress to seeing which of us could reach the bottom first.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, drunk off white wine. That was great.
Isn't one of you allergic to grass too?
Yeah, that was me. I may have broke out in a little bit of a rash after we did that.
I forgot about that. Huh?
But it was such a, we put so many period kits together and I was just riding this period high that I decided to roll down the side of the winery. All right. So all the details are at thebertshow.com. We have a bunch of prizes we're giving away, but I just wanted to go ahead and get this on your calendars because I know we're all busy. Sunday, May 19th, the Pinot period party at Chateau Alain, all to benefit Helping Mamas.
Mo, I want you and I to put on our calendar May 19th, save the date also, to be anywhere but there.
No, say less. No, dude.
Done.
You should come.
Huh?
You should come. Seriously. There were dudes there last year and they were so sweet. This one man came and dropped off a ton of period products and then he stayed and put period kits together. It was honestly the sweetest thing ever.
Sounds like you got covered.
If you're a single dude, you're about to walk into a room full of drunk women. I mean, come on. Your chances are through the roof.
I'm not single.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Well, you can still help other women even if you're not, but this isn't for y'all. This is for other men out there who want to help people, but maybe also get a date.
Okay.
Man.
There's a big game that night.
Yeah.
That's the biggest one.
It's the biggest year.
One. Yeah. Which one is that?
Again?
Who's playing?
The Pandas versus the Maroon 5.
All right. It's time for an improv class.
Yeah. Listen, you must have gotten no sleep last night because you lost today. Sucks.
Oh, look at that, man.
Mo, what you should have said, Mo, is ironically, the Braves are playing the Reds.
I don't want to see that game. I want to see the Pandas versus Maroon 5.
Money is on the Pandas all day, every day.
What is it going to take down Adam Levine?
Exactly that. Well, you missed that.
You do raise a good point. Like, the numbers, if you're a guy and you show up to this, are going to be in your favor.
Oh, very much. Very much in your favor.
All right, again, where can you get a ticket? Or do you need tickets?
This is a free event. We want you to come and have a good time. We're just asking kindly for donations. So show up with a box of tampons, panty liners, or pads. Why you chuckle?
Because it's just, I could just see me calling up one of my dudes going, hey, what are you doing today, dude? You want to go up north?
Yeah, sure. Where are we going?
And then I just pull up with my voice. All right.
Did you take us to what?
Call your buddy and ask him, can you swing by Publix and grab me some Kotex?
Yes.
We need to turn it up.
All of it. You know what? You need to woman up and you need to go buy some pads and some panty liners and some tampons and get your ass to Chateau Alain Winery, all right?
Busy, busy, busy. All of the info, where can they get the info?
TheBertShow.com.
The Bert Show.